You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. The Bible is all we need to equip us for a life of faith and service. Discover more about this truth in week 6 of our series, Worldview.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Victory Dumaguete. I'm so excited to be here. Me and my wife are so excited to be here. Talagang sobrang nabubusog kami dito sa view, sa pagkain, sa mga tao, sa pagmamahal ng mga leaders, and we just want to appreciate all of you, no? So I'm bringing greetings from Victory Calibo. Let me show you some pictures so you can see there our leaders and couples. You can notice si Jollibee, talagang wina one-to-one na namin si Jollibee, and I hope that eventually he will agree to undergo Victory Weekend, no? So ang saya kasi sa Jollibee, eh, no? And that picture, that was last December when we had our gift giving. So, in-invite namin si Jollibee. And Victory Calibo, by the way, is a 2-year-old church. We're so great that God is giving us a growth in Victory Calibo. Kasi when we started there, me and my wife, my 2 daughters, we just go there. Kasi sabi ni Lord, alam mo yun, we don't have a team. Now we have 24 leaders there and they're really passionate. But please pray for us because Calibo is a 96-97% Catholic. But by God's grace, we can penetrate that. And we believe that Calibo is for Jesus. Amen? Let me introduce to you my family. By the way, my wife is here. We've been married for 20 years. That's my daughter. Yung nakapula is our youngest daughter. Her name is Marvin Maria Divina. And my eldest daughter is 19. Ang pangalan niya is Martin Maria Cristina. And my youngest boy, Bibo, that's our dog, si Bibo. That's my family. I love them. And I like to do ministry with my wife. And talagang I'm so inspired. Every time I go home, I have a very delicious meal. Talagang may massage, you know. Who among you here are married? Diba? It's so great to be married. Amen? We are on our 6th week of our series, Worldview. And the intention of this series is for us to encourage to read the Bible. Sino dito after mong mag-service, pagdating mo sa bahay, dumiretso ka dun sa Bible nyo na naka-display na talagang inaalikabok na, no, bago mo buksan, talagang hinipan mo pa. Talagang ang tagal na nito, 10 taon na nito, same page pa rin. Talagang excited ka na buksan itong Bible na to. And I know that when you started reading the Word of God, your faith has grown. Who among you here, excited ka? Every time na magbabasa ka ng Bible, excited ka. And I know that every time you read the Bible, God speaks to us. And today, we're going to talk about the Word of God is sufficient. And the Word of God is true, pure, and right. Every page that you can read in the Bible is God's Word. Please open your Bibles in 2 Timothy 3, verse 14. To 17, but you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. In verse 15, it says here, you have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. In verse 16, all Scriptures is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right. And verse 17 says here, God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Just to give you a background of this verse, this is the exhortation of Paul to Timothy. Timothy was saved through the guidance of his lola and his mother. His lola, her name is Louis, and his mother, her name is Eunice. So I can imagine na lumalaki si Timothy kasama yung lola at nanay niya. Can you just imagine the bedtime stories ng nanay at lola niya? I can imagine, tinasabi ni Eunice, "Lika na, Timothy, matutulog ka na." Kakwentuhan niya Noah's Ark, diba? The creation, David, about the trilites. You know? Ito yung kinikwento niya. Sino dito yung pag nagkikwento ka sa anak pa nagpapatulog ka, eh ang kinikwento mo about dinosaur, about your past love life, yun yung mga ganun, yung mga pinag-awayan yun ng nanay or tatay mo, no? And here, Timothy, receive scriptures. And this is the reason why the scripture was implanted in his heart, in his mind. And I believe Timothy, his childhood, was blessed in hearing all of the scriptures. This is my prayer to all of the parents. I hope and I pray that pag nagkikwento kayo sa mga anak natin, even bata pa, you tell the Bible stories. And this is the reason why Paul made a warning to Timothy. Nasabi nito, you've been taught by the scriptures in your childhood. At ito yung warning ni Paul kay Timothy. Let me read to you 2 Timothy 3 verse 12 to 13. It says here, yes, everyone who wants to live godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And in verse 13 says here, but evil people and imposters will flourish, they will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. So anong ibig sabihin nito? When you give your life to God, when you surrender your life to Jesus, maraming KJ. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Mukha bang KJ? Di ba? When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, sometimes we receive persecution. You change your religion. Why? What's wrong with you? That's crazy. That's the warning of Paul to Timothy. When you surrender your life to Jesus, when you give your life to Jesus, there will be persecutions. There will be people questioning you, why? And this is the reason why Paul need to give a final charge to Timothy. Stand firm in the scriptures. The scriptures are sufficient. You don't need to question the scriptures. The word of God is pure. The word of God is right. The word of God is true. According to Wayne Grudem, sabi niya dito, the sufficiency of scriptures means that the scriptures contained all the words of God he intended his people to have at each stage of redemptive history, and that it now contains all the words of God he need for salvation, for trusting him perfectly, and for obeying him perfectly. The word of God is sufficient. Do among you here believe that the Bible that you are reading is sufficient? You don't need to go to other books. You don't need to go to a horoscope. Ano ba yung lucky color ko ngayon? What is my lucky number? The word of God is sufficient. Amen? This is the same reason that we need to understand that the scriptures are sufficient. God wants us to be redeemed, to be saved, and to obey Him. And all of this are written in the scriptures. All the things that we need, how to be redeemed, how to be saved, and how we will obey God. It is written, all of these things are completely written in the scriptures. Let me share to you three things on how we can say that the scriptures are sufficient. Number one, let me share to you, scripture is sufficient for salvation. In 2 Timothy 3 verse 14 to 15, it says here, but you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. In verse 15, it says here, you have been taught the holy scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting Jesus Christ. One thing that strikes me the most in this verse is the word faithful. When we say faithful, it means that you are loyal, you are firm, you are constant. Paul was saying to Timothy, you must be loyal to the word of God. That is what the encouragement of Paul to Timothy. We must embrace the things that you already embrace. You must know the things that you already know. You are saved because of the scriptures. It was through the scriptures you gained wisdom. It was through the scriptures who gave you understanding of your faith. It was through the scriptures where you learned that Jesus Christ died for you. The scripture is enough. The scripture is complete. It was through the scriptures that your faith has grown. It is through the scriptures that you have been saved. And your faith is through Jesus Christ. Who among you here, when you read the Bible for the first time, talagang na-amaze ka. As if God was talking to you. Parang, Lord, ako ba to? Lord, ito ba yung gusto mong sabihin sa akin? And The scriptures will tell us how to be saved, how to be redeemed. In fact, the scripture is very clear on how to be saved. In Acts 4:12 says here, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. You know, this scripture is really important because it points to Jesus Christ who can give us salvation. Interestingly, last month, Kalibo celebrated the Ati-Atihan, the annual festivity. It's like 300 years of tradition. And Sunday kasi yung highlight ng Ati-Atihan. We don't have a service pag Ati-Atihan. Kasi sinasarado nila yung mga daan. And when you notice pagparada, dalawa yung hawak nila. Dalawang santo. Isang Santo Niño at isang San Miguel. Santo Niño at San Miguel, dalawang santo yung dalawa nila. So, I can imagine, sabi ko, wow, they are being blinded of the truth. Wow, we need to share the gospel to these people because the Bible will tell them who is the true God. Are you here? That is our encouragement to our leaders. Can you see this sea of people? They don't know, they are being blinded of the truth. We need to bring them to the reality of the scriptures. And they need to know Jesus Christ. And the only way for us to know Him, and not only to know Him well, is by reading the scriptures. Are you here? Secondly, I would like to share is scripture is sufficient to live a godly life. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 to 17, it says here, all scriptures is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. In verse 16, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Let me give you an emphasis on the scriptures all. Let me highlight the word, all scripture is inspired by God. And most of us, when we say all, everything in the scriptures is true and right. Who among you sometimes, when you are reading the Bible, when you are reading the scriptures, you question the scriptures? Talagang kini-question mo, totoo ba to? Talagang sinabi ba talaga to ni Lord? Or baka naman joke lang to? Di ba, when we are reading Genesis, sino dito yung ganito experience ko? Nung nagbasa ako ng Genesis, tinanong ko, sino ba na pangasawa ni Cain? Talaga bang namatay lahat ng tao during Noah's Ark? I have a lot of questions. But here, sabi dito, all scriptures is inspired by God. This is my point. It doesn't say some scriptures. It says that all scriptures. So which means that when we go to the scriptures, we will embrace everything that is written there, no matter how hard, painful it is. It is the Word of God. And when we approach, when we read the scriptures, we don't consider the scriptures as like you are eating in a buffet. Napupunta ka lang sa buffet at kakainin mo lang yung gusto mo. Don't treat the Bible like that. Kukunin mo lang yung mga promises. Diba? I-embrace mo lang yung mga promises. Pero pagdating sa instruction, sa command, ayaw mo na. You don't treat the scriptures like that. Everything in the scriptures is true, right, and pure. Whatever it is, whether it's painful or it's hurtful, it is the Word of God. It will benefit you. Amen? It is for you. It is God's Word. The scriptures give us awareness on what is wrong in our lives. We must grow in the scriptures so that we can grow our faith. And you know what? The scriptures will equip us and prepare us on the things to come. You know, sometimes when I read the Bible, who among you here read the Bible daily? Talagang ginagawa mo siya ng quiet time. Yung pagising mo, Bible talaga yung binabasa mo, hindi Facebook status. Ilang Facebook likes na ba yung pinost ko? You know, sometimes I was like that. Even as a pastor, every time gigising ako, tingnan ko nga anong ilang, ano, baka may nag-message sa akin. You know what? I have to fight that. So, ang ginagawa ko, it's either I will off my cell phone or ilalayo ko sa tabi ko. So, para hindi ako matempt. O sino dito yung pag nagde-devotion ka gabi talaga, bago ka matulog? Yung paggising mo umaga na, talagang quiet time, literal, tulog. Di ba? Yung parang magka-quiet time ako, paggising mo, oh, sobra, Lord, thank you, na-refresh ako. Eh, natulog ka eh. Talagang marirefresh ka. Sometimes you do that. You know, here, all scriptures, the scriptures will equip us and prepare us for the things to come. In Hebrews 13, it says here, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So what does it mean? When I read this verse, the scriptures will set our standards, not men. Are you here? The standard of living, your standard of living, should be based on the scriptures, not based on men. Amen? That should be our basis of living. Ano ba yung sinasabi ng scripture sa'yo? Ano ba yung sinasabi ni God sa'yo? Interestingly, last Friday when we had a single talk, most of the questions were, ano ba yung length ng waiting when you are pursuing a girl? O ano ba yung length ng time? We encourage them to speak to God. O sabi mo si Lord, ba't ka man nagtatanong sa amin? Tanong mo sa kanya kung karapat dapat ba itong hintayin. You know, the scriptures will tell us the complete details. It is the standard of living, not of the world's standards. Di ba mong hear, minsan nadadala tayo, if everybody is doing it, the majority is doing it, you will just jump into it. You feel that if majority is doing it, then that is the majority. Remember this, Victory Dumaguete. The new majority is this. You plus Jesus. You are the majority. Amen? You don't need to be scared. Ah, ang dami na nila. Eh, di magsama-sama sila doon. Basta ikaw, the majority is you plus Jesus. Lastly, 2 Timothy 3 verse 17, it says here, the scripture is sufficient for demonstration. 2 Timothy 3 verse 14 to 17, God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Now, let me give to you the NIV version because I'm reading the NLT. It says here, thoroughly equip. This is what the definition of NIV. Let me give you again the ESB definition, competent, to prepare them to be competent and equipped. So who among you here wants to be competent? Wants to be equipped? If that is you, then read the Bible. If you want to be confident, everything that you want to do, you are confident. Read the Bible. In all of this definition, there is one reason, one mission that we must do. We must always be ready to demonstrate God's goodness in every good work we do. We are called to do good works. Your good work is based on your relationship with God. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So what does it mean? We are not saved just to enjoy salvation alone. We are saved so that we can enjoy salvation together. Amen. It is your responsibility as a Christian. Our work is to share the gospel. Our work is to go there and declare the gospel to people. Because we are not saved to be alone. We are saved so that we enjoy salvation together. Who among you are believing that your family, hindi mo pa kasama yung pamilya mo dito? Pero you're believing eventually, Lord, God will honor your faith. God will touch the heart of your family, and all together you will worship God. Amen. This is the reason that each one of us has a work. That is to demonstrate God's goodness to the people who doesn't have relationship with God. And as I end, let me recap. Interestingly, I made the research. Sino dito yung nagsasubscribe dito? Pag may mga tanong ka, God question.org. This is an interesting site, but kailangan may wisdom din dito. Ang sabi kasi dito, meron silang site doon na ano yung common questions. Now, ang common question doon, what can the Bible say about woman preachers? What the Bible says about homosexuality? What the Bible says about tattoos? What the Bible says about suicide? Interestingly, those questions does not concern about salvation. And this site, lahat ito, pwede kang magtanong. Lahat ito, pwede kang mag-transcribe. Ito yung mga tanong, never, wala doon sa top questions nila about salvation. And nakakalungkot because people are more concerned about what the Bible says about homosexuality, what the Bible says about suicide, but no one is concerned about what the Bible says about salvation. That is the reason, that is our responsibility to share the gospel so that they will know the gospel. In John 20, verse 30, 31, it says here, "Now Jesus did many, many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name." You know, John selected the scriptures, the story of Jesus, for us to understand. The scriptures, the Bible, the gospel, and everything that is written should give clarity and not doubt. Amen. Who among you here, sometimes you have questions about your life? Anong klaseng buhay ito? Ba't ganito ako? I have good news for you. You cannot understand life on your own. For you to understand your life, you must know the creator of life. And His name is Jesus Christ. It's so difficult to understand life, the challenges, the struggles. But if you understand and if you know the creator of life, you will say, "Lord, thank you. You have given me this life." The scriptures give us sufficiency. Those scriptures will help us reveal who Jesus is. The scriptures should grow our faith and not to create doubt. And as I end, let me share this. The sufficiency of Christ is the sufficiency of the scriptures. Let me repeat this. The sufficiency of Christ is the sufficiency of the scriptures. There's nothing that you can add or that you can remove in the scriptures. The scripture is sufficient to describe Christ. The scripture is sufficient to live a life that is godly. The scripture is sufficient so that you will know your salvation. And I just want to minister to all of you. Among you here sometimes that you are confused. You know, I don't know if you know this, there's a Senate bill that's being filed now. Soji bill. The bill is like this. Pag pinanganak ka, hindi ka muna bibigyan ng ano yung sexual preference mo. At the age of 18, doon ka palang mamimili. And when I was reading that, wow, Lord, that is too much. And I started praying for that. Lord, I pray God that you will give these people clarity. And the reason why sometimes you have that is because we base our life in what the world dictates you. We base our lives because it is what the majority is doing. We base our lives because ito yung common. But when you see the scriptures, you will understand that the scripture is sufficient for us to live a life that is worthy for Jesus.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.